Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Wow. I'll keep this real short because we want to hear more real quick. It's like Otis Redding's in the room. Tell us about yourself. You haven't been around more than a few years now. So how did this all begin? And this has been obviously a cool run the last year for you guys.
Absolutely. Actually, me and Jesse, who's hiding behind the horn guys here, been best friends for a while. And this was kind of our last hurrah musically. And we went to a studio and it turned into this, met all these guys, and it turned into what it is now. About, you know, now I think this month is 2 years. 2 years this month. And so we're pretty excited, and it's been fun.
Is it harder to tour longer as much as you're stressing your voice up here? Maybe you're not stressing it at all. Maybe this is just natural for you. But but do you have to take into effect, you know, what's going to happen with your voice when you set out tours, and do you do shorter length tours because of what you're doing up here?
Well, I've had to tell management, you know, I've had to tell booking agents, like, well, this is my limit. But we've had a little things, but I really don't know what my limit is quite yet. We did South by Southwest in Austin, did about 9 shows in 3.5 days or something like that. And so I was struggling, you know, I wasn't feeling too hot, but we've got kind of a formula now. You know, we do 3 weeks on, 4 days in a row, and that seemed to work.
And Birmingham, Alabama's home base? Still?
Absolutely.
All right.
Born and bred. I was born in Chelsea, Alabama, which is a small town outside of Birmingham, and then, yeah, that's I've never lived anywhere else.
Well, I tell you, you played Forecastle last night down in Louisville, and what you guys got up here at 6 in the morning today?
6 a.m., yeah. It was one of the late-night shows for Forecastle, and we got in India about 6 a.m. this morning. So.
And here they are now, Art of Wine and Carmel tonight at 8:30, and they're here right now. So I can't thank you guys enough for doing this, given the schedule. All right, let's hear some more from St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Yeah.